rather than being disturbed by what others say, you should start looking inside yourself. To know the real self is not so cheap. But people are always hankering for cheap things. It happened when the pain in Mullah Nasruddin's back became unbearable. He reluctantly went to a specialist to diagnose his problem. "Well," said the doctor, "your problem can be cured by an operation, 2 weeks in the hospital and 6 months totally horizontal." "Doctor, I can't afford the cost of all that," shouted Nasruddin. "Well, then for 25 rupees I can retouch the x-rays," suggested the doctor. "This is cheap. Retouch the x-ray. But that is not going to make you healthy." That's what we are doing. Continuously retouching the x-ray and thinking that somehow the miracle will happen. When you are decorating your ego, you are retouching the x-ray. That is not going to help in any way. It is not going to help you become healthy. But it is cheaper. No operation needed. At no cost. But what is the point? Your misery remains. You become respectable and your misery remains. You become highly praised by the society. Your misery remains. You are decorated by medals, gold medals, Padma Bhushan, Victoria Cross. But your misery remains. These gold medals are not going to destroy your misery. They are like touching the x-ray. All decorations on the ego, for the ego, is nothing but deceiving yourself. And continuously you go on becoming weaker and weaker and weaker. Because the ego goes on becoming weaker every day, your body will become weaker. Your mind will become weaker. And by, the ego that you have created out of the body and mind combination will become weaker. Fear will become greater and greater. You will be continuously sitting on a volcano that can any day explode. It will not allow you rest. It will not allow you relaxation. It will not allow you any moments of peace. Once you understand it, then the whole energy is put into another direction. One has to know oneself. One has not to be worried about what others say about you. So there was this guy, and nobody ever noticed him. He did not have any friends. He was a salesman. He was at a salesman's convention in Miami. See, and he saw that everybody else was happy and laughing and paying attention to each other, but not to him. One evening he was sitting really bummed out. When he got to talking with another salesman, he told him his problem. I know how to fix that up," cried the other. "You just get a camel and ride it around in the streets, and in no time everybody will notice you and you will have all the friends you want." So what do you know? There was a circus going out of the business and they wanted to sell a camel. The man bought it and rode up and down the streets on it. And sure enough, everybody paid attention to him and noticed him. He felt on top of the world. But then, a week later, the camel disappears. The man was heartbroken and immediately phoned the local newspaper to place an ad for his lost camel. "Is it a boy or a girl camel?" inquired the guy on the phone. "A boy or a girl? How should I know?" raged the man. Then he thought, of course, it was a boy, that's right. "How do you know?" inquired the ad man. "Because," said the man, "every time I rode up and down the streets, people yelled, 'Look at that stomach on the camel.'" Stomach is an Yiddish word, a very beautiful word. It has two meanings and very relevant meanings. One meaning is the idiot. Another meaning, in the beginning looks very far-fetched, means the male genital organ. But in a way, both meanings are very deeply related. Idiots live only as sexual beings. They don't know any other life. So stomach is beautiful. If a person has known only sex as life, he is stupid. He is an idiot. Now people were saying that, "Look at that idiot on the camel." But the man thinks they were talking about the male genital organ of the camel, not about him. The ego is very deceptive. It goes on listening what it wants to listen. It goes on interpreting what it wants to interpret. It never sees the fact. It never allows the fact to reveal itself to you. People who live in the ego live behind curtains, and those curtains are not inactive. They are active curtains. Whatsoever passes through the curtain changes it. People go on living in a mental world of their own creation. Ego is the center of their world, of the false world, call it illusion, maya. And around the ego they go on creating a world, which is nobody else's world. They only live in that world. When you drop the ego, you drop a whole world that you have created around it. For the first time, you are able to see things as they are, not as you would like them to be. And when you are capable of knowing the facts of life, you become capable of knowing the truth. The facticity of life is the first step towards truth. And ego is the most falsifying agent.